Phoneboy Speaks, episode 882, Microsoft's non-gift to pirates. In a move that surprised, well, no one, Microsoft decided to renege, quote-unquote, on their, quote-unquote, promise for, allowing pirates to upgrade to Windows 10 for free. And honestly, I never thought that was really what they were going to do. And, you know, of course, then again, Microsoft has been doing a lot of unconventional things, so I suppose it's possible they could have decided to do that. But again, if you read through some of the stuff after the fact, after they first kind of announced this, it was pretty clear that they meant, they'll allow them to upgrade, but they won't necessarily make it free. And my guess is that they're still trying to figure out the details of this. But ultimately, I think Microsoft they don't want another Windows XP on their hands. They're still dealing with the fact that there's lots of machines out there running Windows XP. And I have a feeling Windows 7 is going to be another one of those operating systems because quite honestly, Windows 7 works pretty well. There is nothing there that really, there's nothing really makes me want to upgrade to Windows 8.1 or Windows 10 yet. And maybe I'll upgrade to Windows 10 when it comes out. I mean, my work computer, which is primarily where I use Windows, is still running Windows 7 and it's I'm okay with it on Windows 7. So, you know, Microsoft, of course, wants to encourage people to upgrade. So they may, in fact, make it really cheap, right? And make it easy for, they may make it compelling pricing so that people that have been pirating Windows all along will finally pay and get on the upgrade train, as it were. But the reality is, the way most people upgrade their copy of Windows, they buy a new PC. They don't actually go and they don't go and upgrade Windows on their system. It's something only tech douchebags do. And honestly, I think, I'm kind of wondering, what is the relevance of the PC, right, going forward? I think as there's been new forms of, media consumption devices or media creation devices, the old ones haven't really gone away. They might just change purpose, right? I mean, I still, I have to use my laptop for work for various things. But, I foresee a time in the not too distant future. And in fact, I know some people that already do this, where you can use mobile devices to do a lot of work. I mean, I already do a lot of work on my mobile device. And honestly, if I'm on the road, I much prefer using my mobile phone to pulling out my laptop and doing anything. Although there are certain tasks where the laptop with a full keyboard and a big screen is actually a great thing. But there's no reason to say that's going to be the way I do it for forever and ever. Amen. But I think, Microsoft is definitely changing as a company. I mean, they're certainly making their stuff available on plenty of platforms that are not their own. And, as they create their own competing platforms, they're also making sure that their software and services is available everywhere that the customers are. And so they continue to remain relevant. And so maybe Windows 7 there could be some circumstance. And I'm sure somebody will correct me if I'm wrong, but I was a little skeptical of this announcement, but at the same time, I think Microsoft has been doing very, very unconventional things. So anyway, Microsoft, not giving it away to pirates, but maybe it'll be interesting to see what kind of pricing they come up with to convince people that may have been pirating Windows to, be a paying customer. I think Microsoft might actually benefit from following Kim.com's advice on stopping piracy with this, right? Which is, make it available for a fair price, make it available worldwide, simultaneously everywhere, and essentially make it easy for people to get, right? And so that it's hopefully they do something like that. But we'll have to wait and see. I guess Windows 10 is coming in the summer, and who knows when it will actually be shipping and available. But, Microsoft might have a chance to get a few more paying customers for Windows. And if they can make the upgrade painless, maybe people that aren't tech douchebags will actually do it. That would be amazing. Now, of course, I wonder if they could actually do an upgrade from Windows XP straight to Windows 10. That'd be kind of an interesting thing. But I suspect that won't be possible. But certainly you can go from, certainly be able to go from Windows 7 to Windows 10. Maybe then I will take a look at it and see if it's worth going to. But right now, I'm just going to stick with Windows 7 as far as that goes.